How do WNBA player salaries compare with those of NBA players? If you guessed they're lower, you'd be right, but you might be shocked at just how much lower. As one measure, for every dollar the top male players make, the top women earn less than half a cent. This disparity and the effort to change it is covered in the book Money, Power, Respect: How Women in Sports Are Shaping the Future of Feminism by Michaela McKenzie. Michaela is a seasoned journalist and a former senior editor at Glamour magazine. Her work has also been featured in Elle, Bustle, Self, Marie Claire, and Women's Health, among other publications. Here she is to share five of her big ideas.
Hi, my name is Michaela McKenzie, and I'm the author of Money, Power, Respect: How Women in Sports Are Shaping the Future of Feminism. Back in 2019, when I was a senior editor at Glamour magazine, I started covering the U.S. women's national team on their road to the World Cup. Despite being the undisputed best women's soccer players in the world, the team was in the midst of a contentious fight for equal pay with the U.S. Soccer Federation. Whether you're a soccer fan or not, you probably heard about it. As the women made their way to their fourth World Cup win in France, their fight for equal pay became a global movement, and its players became cultural phenomena. It quickly became apparent that this was more than a sports story, and it was more than just a pay dispute between a group of women and their employer. As a journalist with bylines at Elle, Glamour, Bustle, Self, Marie Claire, Women's Health, and many other publications, my work has always revolved around women's equality. And the more reporting I did on women's sports, the more I understood it to be not just an arena where we get to see women perform amazing feats, but one that shapes our perceptions of women's power in the world more broadly. There's a lot we can learn from women's sports. So here are five insights from my book that help explain why it's the most exciting frontier, not just in the fight for equal pay, but also for equal power and respect. Insight number one. Sports are a reflection of our attitudes about women. One of the first things I learned when I started profiling women athletes was that you don't have to be a diehard sports fan to understand the value of women's sports. Both as a business and a pillar of our culture, sport tells us a lot about the way a given society values women. Take the Olympics, for example. When the modern games began in 1896, women were not allowed to compete, because it would be, quote, impractical, uninteresting, unaesthetic, and indecent, according to the founder of the International Olympic Committee. As he saw it, the greatest sporting stage in the world was about showcasing male excellence, with, quote, female applause as a reward. Women have since made huge strides into these male-dominated arenas. At the Tokyo Olympics in 2021, U.S. women handily outperformed their male counterparts, bringing home 60% of the country's total medal haul. But they're routinely met with the same sexist attitudes, and often literally forced to play by a different set of rules. When the Women's World Cup started in 1991, for example, the matches were 80 minutes instead of the men's regulation 90, because organizers were afraid the women athletes couldn't handle another 10 minutes of exertion. It wasn't until the most recent summer games in Tokyo that women were allowed to swim the 1500 meters, which for years was thought to be too grueling for women to undertake. Katie Ledecky, for the record, dominated at the inaugural race. That brings me to insight number two. The way we talk about women in sports matters. Lindsey Vonn is one of the greatest athletes in history. She won 82 World Cup titles, making her the winningest woman to ever strap on skis during her career. Her record was recently broken by Mikaela Shiffrin, who clinched her 88th World Cup victory in 2023, becoming the most decorated skier, male or female, in history. But throughout Vonn's career, media coverage of her was often dominated by comments about her looks, debates about her body, and even outright claims that all her success was due to her ex-husband, who was her coach while they were married. An article published by Bleacher Report declared that Vonn's impending divorce would, quote, ruin her career. Spoiler alert, it didn't. Even more insidious is the way the media tends to sexualize women in sport. This kind of coverage of female athletes devalues women. Research shows that women athletes presented in a sexualized way are taken less seriously, which ultimately harms them at the negotiating table. And it doesn't stop in sports. One analysis, published in the prestigious journal PLOS-ONE in 2019, found that sexualized women are viewed as lacking in both mental and moral capacity. As a result, they are seen as less competent and less human, the study read. This is why it's so exciting and encouraging to see women in sports taking control of their own narratives and taking ownership of their own images. Insight number three, teamwork is everything, especially off the court. If there's one thing to know about women athletes, it's this. They get things done, from historic equal pay deals to influencing elections to the successful negotiation of labor contracts that can be used as a model for paid leave in other industries. Women athletes have accomplished some of the most important social justice work in modern history. The not-so-secret secret behind these wins? Women in sports know how to organize. From Billie Jean King and the Original Nine banding together in the 1970s to launch the first women's tennis tour, laying the foundations for Naomi Osaka and Serena Williams to become the highest-paid women in sports, to the women of the U.S. women's national hockey team standing together to fight for equal pay, women athletes have given us some of the best examples of collective bargaining in history. One of my favorite stories is that of the U.S. women's national hockey team. When negotiations between players and USA Hockey over a living wage broke down in 2017, the Federation tried to replace the senior team with more junior players, reaching out to college and even high school athletes to undermine the professionals who dared to ask for fair pay. In a stunning show of solidarity, the junior players turned them down. "This was the pinnacle of our sport," Kendall Coyne Schofield, U.S. Women's National Hockey Team captain, told me. For some players, this was their first opportunity to play for Team USA, and could have been their last. Women athletes have used collective power not just to help themselves, but to champion social justice causes. Take the women of the WNBA, the goats of collective action. When Atlanta Dream owner and then U.S. Senator Kelly Loeffler wrote an open letter condemning the WNBA's support of Black Lives Matter in 2020, the entire league banded together to support her opponent, Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock, in the upcoming election. He won the seat, in an underdog upset credited largely by political analysts to the women of the W. If women in sports tell us anything, it's to never underestimate the power of the collective voice. Insight number four, women make stronger leaders. The numbers don't lie. Companies with more women in executive positions and on boards make more money. Research shows that the presence of women in leadership roles leads to increased profits, revenue growth, and share price. One analysis found that during the economic turmoil of the pandemic, companies with the highest gender diversity had a combined income growth of $58 billion, while companies with lower gender diversity saw a combined loss of $283 billion. Having more women in leadership positions won't magically solve all the world's problems, but there is evidence that it can meaningfully narrow the gender gap. When women have access to power, they're more likely to share it. Investor Cindy Eckert calls it underdog unification. It's my experience that most people who have played the game on an uneven playing field and managed to succeed become highly motivated to turn around and level it, she says. This is one of the most important reasons to support women's sports, which serve as an undeniable leadership pipeline. Nearly all C-suite women, 94%, share a stunning commonality. They played sports. In sports, we learn to physically overcome by sheer grit, Lindsay Vonn told me. It's one of the only places you can learn that skill, where you can fail safely, train harder, learn to persist. Most of the time, Vonn says, the most successful people aren't the people with the most talent or the most skill. They are the people that refuse to give up and will outwork everybody. And finally, the fifth insight from Money, Power, Respect. Women's sports are good business. The fight for gender equity in sports is ultimately an investment issue. Those who oppose equal pay for women in sports argue that women shouldn't make as much money because they don't generate as much revenue. In many cases, they're right. They're just not telling the whole story. In 2021, the college basketball tournament turned cultural sensation, known as March Madness, made headlines for all the wrong reasons. While players on men's teams were given luxurious amenities at their tournament bubble, the experience at the women's bubble was embarrassingly cheap. Nowhere was this more obvious than in the weight room for each tournament. While the men enjoyed an expansive hotel ballroom decked out with state-of-the-art equipment, a photo of the women's weight room, which consisted of a single rack of dumbbells and some yoga mats, went viral. Weightgate is emblematic of the investment problem in women's sports, and a particularly apt metaphor. If you take two otherwise equally qualified athletes and give one access to a state-of-the-art training facility, the best nutrition and performance coaches, and every recovery tool on the market, you could logically expect to see a better output than the athlete given scarcely more than a set of 10-pound weights. Across the board, the investment gap in sports is huge. Women's sports are given meager resources and opportunities to grow, and then judged against standards set by an industry which has benefited from decades of growth and billions in investment. An independent report commissioned after the March Madness debacle of 2021 unearthed a profound truth about the investment gap in sports. Bias often prevents investment in women, even when it means leaving money on the table. For years, the women's college basketball tournament was blocked from using the lucrative March Madness moniker, a move that would have cost organizers nothing while helping to grow the women's audience and ultimately increase the NCAA's profits. The independent report found that the NCAA was potentially leaving $100 million in revenue on the table simply by treating the women's game as a second-class product. The 2022 tournament proved to be a useful case study for what happens when you invest in women's sports. Women's basketball was finally brought under the lucrative March Madness branding, and ESPN aired all women's Final Four and championship games across all its networks. The results were historic. Triple-digit viewership gains, a sold-out championship game, and millions of dollars in earned social media value. Invest in women, see real results. In money power respect, I'll introduce you to the women in sports who are creating a more equal world for all of us. I hope you'll enjoy reading. And remember, one of the most powerful ways you can support women's equality is by supporting women's sports.
Thank you, Michaela. That was Michaela McKenzie with five big ideas from Money, Power, Respect: How Women in Sports Are Shaping the Future of Feminism. Also, check out our book by four, Up to Speed, The Groundbreaking Science of Women Athletes by Christine Yu. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.